Good morning, church.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Taylor's Tabernacle Live. Welcome to the Taylor family and all our friends joining through Facebook and YouTube Live. We are streaming from Philadelphia, PA, where Elder Jonathan E. Ford is the pastor. So we ask that you guys clear your minds and clear your spirits and get ready for the word that today that our pastor is going to bring to us. But before we do that, I'm going to ask for you guys to stand so that we can say a prayer. Hallelujah. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for another Sunday that you have allowed us to gather in your home. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for the opportunity to come together each Sunday and to worship your name. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity that you give us to be in your presence every time we go down to pray, Lord Jesus. We thank you for allowing us to be vulnerable in your presence, Lord Jesus. We thank you that when we come to you broken, you make us whole again. We thank you that when we come to you hurt, you comfort us, Lord Jesus. We thank you for coming to us and to meeting us in our dark place where nobody else can, Lord Jesus, because you are the only one who can bring us out, Lord Jesus. We ask that you open our hearts and our minds today, Lord Jesus, to receive the word that you have for us, Lord Jesus. We ask that you bless everyone who is watching at home. We ask that you bless everyone in the sanctuary today, Lord Jesus. We honor you and we acknowledge you, Lord Jesus. We welcome your presence into this place. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. All right, our scripture will be coming from Philippians 3, 1 through 4. Say amen when you have it. Whatever happens, my dear brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord. I never get tired of telling you these things, and I do it to safeguard your faith. Verse 2, watch out for those dogs, those people who do evil, who say you must be circumcised to be saved. For we who worship by the Spirit of God are the ones who are truly circumcised. We rely on what Christ Jesus has done for us. We put no confidence in human effort. Verse 4, though I could have confidence in my own effort, if anyone could, indeed, if others have reasons for confidence in their own efforts, I have even more. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. Okay. So now we're going to call out our pastor to bring us the word. Amen.
Good morning and God bless you. Thank you for being here on this Sunday morning, this fifth Sunday in January. Thank God for all of you who are wearing green this Sunday morning. Thank you for being faithful fans and supporters of the local hometown. We're going to be praying for them today that they would have a victory. Hey, and with that in mind and on that thought, let's turn our Bibles to the 100th Psalm, Psalms 100. So glad to hear all the young people in our Sunday, our virtual Sunday school program this morning. Oftentimes when I think of this particular psalm, I'm often reminded of Sunday school because this is where I learned it. This is where it was taught to me, Psalms 100. Very familiar passage of scripture. If you're there, you'll find these words. It says, make a joyful noise or shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Amen. While you're standing, we're going to open with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you for the opportunity we have today to gather again in this place, gather again in your name, to gather again around your word. So cause our hearts to receive the precious truths of the word of God, and cause our lives to be changed and transformed by the power thereof. Holy Spirit, live in us, live through us, and cause us to be lights and examples of Jesus Christ. This is our prayer, and we ask it in Christ's name for his sake. Amen. You may be seated everywhere. The thought I want to lift up when we look at this particular passage, Psalms 100, is that our God deserves a standing ovation. Okay? God deserves a standing ovation. Like I was saying just a few moments ago, once again, our city is in a bit of an uproar, not in a negative sense, but in a positive sense, because again, the hometown is on the verge of going to another championship. Just thinking a few months ago, the city was likewise in an uptick or in a celebratory mode. Why? Because the hometown baseball team, the Phillies, made it all the way to the World Series. And as such, I was up this morning watching the early news, and they were showing on the news how Eagles fans were already at the stadium before 6 a.m. this morning. Cars lined up. Some of them had even began tailgating while in line. They were fixing breakfast sandwiches. They were out throwing the ball up and down Broad Street. All in anticipation, not only of the game today, but really in anticipation of a victory today. You know, this was their pre-celebratory praise. This their a pre-game celebration. And as I was thinking on that, I said, man, the city is going all out, and not just our cities, but cities really across the country, in praising the teams that have made it thus far, that have made it to the end of the season, have garnered the victories necessary to play in the championship game. And like I said, they're going all out and will continue to go out each hour until kickoff time. And I just thought to myself, if the world can celebrate their team, if a city can celebrate their team, if a region can lift up their sports heroes, how much more are we as children of God ought to lift up the name of our God, right? Right? Because our God, I'm working this theme in here for you, deserves a standing ovation, right? And I think about that because when I think about David and his penning of this psalm of thanksgiving, really what he's telling his people, his nation, those over whom he has been set to rule, he's reminding them that we ought to give God a standing ovation. I'm sure they didn't have sports teams such as we have today, but I'm sure they had celebrations for their armies, for victories and battles, for their kings and the various things. But it should never surpass our praise for our God. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness to the fact that our God is worthy of all the praise, right? Hey, so with that, let's turn our attention to the Word of God. And again, just walk through this familiar passage of Scripture. It starts out by saying, make a joyful noise or shout to the Lord, all ye lands. The first note I want you to take down is that we ought to give God a prominent praise, okay? Give him a prominent praise. That word prominent applies to something commanding notice by standing out from its surroundings or its background. God is unlike anybody or anything in this world, right? God stands out from his surrounding. He stands out from his creation. He stands above all things. He's high and lifted up is how Isaiah said he saw him, right? So he is worthy just because of his position to be praised. And as a result, we ought to not just give him any kind of praise, but David is telling his people, we ought to give our God a prominent praise, right? He's deserving of a prominent praise. Our praise for God should be unlike any other praise we give. Okay? I'm saying that it's Championship Sunday, and I know a lot of folks are going to go all out for the Eagles. Lord knows, I don't know what's going to happen if they win, but whatever our praise is for our home team, it should not exceed our praise for our God. Can I get a witness? And David is saying this is for everybody, right? This is not just for the believer. He says we ought to shout unto the Lord, all you lands. David is saying, look, God is worthy of everybody's praise, right? Not just those who believe in him, not just those who are blessed by him, but even the sinner ought to praise the Lord. Here it is, verse 2. He's moving on. He's telling the people, our God deserves a standing ovation. He says, serve the Lord with gladness. And come before his presence with singing. Come before his presence with singing. It says, we ought to offer our God, get this, singing service. Right? Right? We owe him a prominent praise, and we ought to offer to him singing service. A singing service simply means we ought to serve him with what? Gladness. Right? That's how we ought to serve the Lord. That's how we ought to work for his kingdom, right? With gladness in our heart and singing in our mouths. You be the witness. Don't you? How many of you, when you are feeling good and happy in your spirit, got a little tune in your lips, right? Singing a little song. How many times do you get up and say, oh man, I got this song in my head and I just can't get it out. I'm singing while I'm washing the clothes, singing while I'm it makes your heart light, right? There's a certain joy that has now come into your disposition and it gives you a singing heart, right? And that's how we ought to serve our God. Psalms 96 says it like this. Sing unto the Lord a new song, right? Sing unto the Lord all the earth, asking everybody, you ought to be singing to God. Sing unto the Lord and bless his name and shew forth his salvation from day unto day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people, for the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Can I get a witness? So give him prominent praise, right? Why? He deserves a standing ovation. Serve him with what? A singing heart. Always keep a melody in your heart. Why? Because that is where Christ abides in you. Now, verse 3 says here, know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. God deserves a standing ovation because our Lord is sovereign. Okay? Our Lord is sovereign. David says here, know that our Lord is God. He's saying the one that we worship, he's the real God. David said, I recognize there are other gods from other people in other lands, but our Lord, he is the one and true God. And there is the Hebrew phrase for this, the Lord is God, and it says, Yahweh is Elohim. Yahweh, meaning God, is Elohim, meaning Yahweh, our God, is Lord. And as a result, looking at 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 38, familiar story of Elijah calling down fire onto the burnt sacrifice that had been doused with water. Look what he says. It says, then the fire of the Lord fell, and it consumes the burnt offerings, and the wood, and the stones, and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench all around. Verse 39, and when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, the Lord, he is God. And they repeated it. They said, the Lord, he is God. Right? And we ought to remember that. And that's the reason David said for the standing ovation. That's the, if he hasn't done anything, or if you don't give him recognition for anything, he is still God and he is still sovereign. He's still the ruler of the universe. He's still the ruler over this world and in the worlds to come, right? He is the Lord. He is Yahweh and he is Elohim. Okay. Here it is. Verse 4 and 5. We're wrapping it up. Here it is. Cause I know you got to get to your celebration party. I don't want to mess anyone up. Here it is. Verse 4 says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise, right? Be thankful to him and bless his name. Here's another note to drop down. We ought to give him a testimony of thanksgiving and bless his name, right? He deserves a standing ovation, therefore we should give him what? Prominent praise, right? He deserves a standing ovation, and therefore we ought to serve him with what? A singing heart. We do these things, why? Because our God, our Lord is God. Yahweh is Elohim. Now David says, going down to his conclusion, he's telling the people we ought to give God a testimony of thanksgiving. Here it is. A testimony is a public, look at somebody and say public, recounting of a religious conversion or experience, right? How many of us have something in our lives that we can look to or point to and say, God did it, right? Can I get a witness? Let's get a show of hands, right? Join us at home. Do you have anything that you can point to in your life and say, God did it, right? And all David is saying here is that we ought to give a testimony of thanks. David is saying you ought to make known what the Lord has done for you. Can I get a witness, right? Don't let the Lord bless you and don't nobody know about it. Don't allow the Lord to bless you and you give someone else credit for it, right? If the Lord has blessed you, right? If the Lord has brought you out, you ought to make a public recognition. You ought to give God a public acknowledgement. Don't come into the church complaining. Don't come into the church carrying your problem. Say, when I get to the Lord's house, I'm going to give him a testimony of thanksgiving. I'm going to tell any and everybody what the Lord has done for me. This week alone, he's blessed me. This week alone, he's made a way for me. And I'm going to let the world know about it. And most of all, I'm going to let the Lord know that I thank him. I'm going to let God know I bless your name. For if it had not been for the Lord, this Sunday. Here it is. Psalm 66 says this, come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will declare what he has done for my soul. I cried to him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue. The psalmist is saying, I just gave him public recognition. I let my soul know. I let the church know. I let my neighbors know. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our sight. Here it is. David concludes by saying, once again, the Lord is good. His mercy everlasting. His truth endureth for all generations. And church, that's why our God deserves a standing ovation. That's why our God deserves every Sunday a standing ovation. That's why on Mondays and Tuesdays, we ought to be mindful to give God a standing ovation. Wednesdays and Thursdays, Friday leading into the weekend, you ought to be reminded that God deserves a standing ovation. Here we go. And we ought to bless the Lord because his benefits are bountiful. Can I get a witness to that? We ought to exalt him because his name is excellent. And we ought to praise him because our God is patient. We ought to magnify him because his mercy endures forever. And we ought to lift him up because his love is unlimited. And I understand why the psalmist said, Psalms 34, he said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Why? Because God deserves a standing ovation. He said, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Don't you know your testimony can lift somebody up? Your testimony can bless somebody else, causing them to realize that if God did it for you, then that same God can do it for me. If he picked you up, if he brought you out, then that same God can do the same for me. Somebody shout yes. He says, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Shall we all stand, and shall we all give our God a standing ovation? Has he done anything in your life? Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. You deserve a standing ovation. I don't know where I'd be, but the Lord picked me up, turned me around, set my feet on solid ground. Our God deserves a standing ovation. God bless you, Taylor.
Hallelujah. And we're going to call up our sister Cassandra McCoy for the Kennedy McCoy, sorry, for the offering. Good
Good morning to the Taylor Tabernacle family and friends. At this time, we will gather to worship through giving. This morning, you may give through one of five ways, including text to give, online giving through our website, Venmo, Cash App, or also by using the U.S. Postal Mail. To give by text message, text the code TAYLOR61 to the phone number 63256, and you will receive a link and instructions. To give through our website, please go to taylortabernacle.com/giving and follow the instructions. To give by U.S. Postal Mail, please send check or money order to Taylor Tabernacle P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, PA 19139. Venmo at Taylor Tabernacle 6309. And Cash App is working. For those gathered with us in the sanctuary today, you will find two offering baskets next to the side ramp door. One for the tithes / offerings, and one for the preacher. Please place your sealed envelopes in the basket as you exit the sanctuary. And as always, we thank you for your continued support of our ministry.
I'm sorry, can you hear me?
Sorry.
So, as always, we would like to thank the pastor and the first lady for always supporting our Girl Scouts. We have three Girl Scouts, Kennedy, Zoe, and Zaya. And it's cookie season, so we are selling Girl Scout cookies. And speaking with our sister Zakia yesterday, she is saying that she will continue to, if you have already ordered cookies from her, she will fulfill those orders, but they will no longer be selling Girl Scout cookies. So there is like a shortage with Girl Scout cookies, and it's a whole lot of things that are going on. So if you would like cookies, you can still order cookies from Kennedy. We are in New Jersey, so with Jersey, you know, price is a little higher. So it's $5.50 a box. So if you are here in the sanctuary today and you would like to purchase some cookies, we do have some available. But also, if you still want to support the girls, please consider making a donation, because those cookies would then be donated to like a food bank, hospitals, and to our military service. So those who are online or watching, there is a QR code you can scan that will take you directly to Kennedy's website, and you can purchase cookies. You want to tell them what your goal is?
Wait, do I have to?
What is your goal?
My goal is 1,500 boxes.
And how many have you sold so far?
558.
We still have 942 to go, which means mom's doing a lot of work. So thank you so much for your support. And now to our pastor.
Let's give the Girl Scouts a standing ovation. Amen. For our young ladies and their beautiful commitment to community service. Well, folks, we thank you. I was under strict orders not to extend the service because hams are in the oven, hoagies are on order, pizzas got to be picked up. I understand. I grew up a football player, so I understand it. But let's remember the exhortation from King David, and that that our God deserves a standing ovation. And just take note, just watch how the world praises their gods, right? And then just take a look at our own selves and see how we praise our God, right? And our God is the King of heaven. So he deserves a prominent praise, not just on Sundays, but every day of our lives. Remember, serve him with a singing heart. Amen. Shall we all stand? Our Father and our God, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your Son. We thank you for your Word. And we thank you for the presence of your Holy Spirit. Lord, we welcome you into the sanctuary of our soul. Thank you for your Word that tells us that you take up residence and you abide within us. Help us to walk worthy of the calling by which you have called us unto salvation and the newness of life. As we go forward from this place, help us to go forward, continuing in your presence and with your Word abiding in our hearts. Help us to keep love on board. Help us to greet one another with a holy kiss. And cause us to shine with the brightness of your Son, that the world may know that Christ died for them. This is our prayer, and we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, Taylor Nation.